This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, against Pakistan following the Pehelgam terror attack. They also assured the government of full support in the fight against terrorism and possible action taken by it during the all-party meeting convened by the government at Parliament House Complex in New Delhi in view of the Pehelgam terror attack. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. He said the Defence Minister informed about the incident that happened in Pehelgam and the actions taken by the Indian government in the CCS meeting.
सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टी सरकार के साथ खड़ा है और पूरा देश खड़ा है ये संदेश भी सब पॉलिटिकल पार्टी ने दिया है और सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने एक ही आवाज में कहा है कि सरकार जो भी कदम उठाएगा साथ देंगे ये भी सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने कहा है और मीटिंग पॉजिटिव नोट में समाप्त हुई और मैं मानता हूँ कि आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण ऑल पार्टी बैठक में जो हमने स्पिरिट अडॉप्ट किया है कि एकजुट होकर के लड़ाई लड़ेंगे आतंकवाद खिलाफ वो आगे भी जारी रहेगा और एक अपील किया है कि ऐसे समय में हम एक दूसरे के खिलाफ राजनीतिक दृश्य से ना दिखें और राजनीति ना करें ऐसे माहौल में देश एकजुट रहना चाहिए ये भी सबने संदेश दिया है.
Talking to media after attending the meeting, leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said everyone condemned the Pehelgam terror attack and the opposition has given full support to the government to take any action. TMC leader Sudeep Bandyopadhyay said that security lapses were discussed during the meeting. He affirmed that all political parties had assured the government of their support, regardless of the decisions they take in the interest of the country. Around 13 leaders of different political parties attended the meeting, which lasted for 2 hours. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah convened an all-party meeting in Srinagar today, following Tuesday's terror attack in Pehelgam. During the meeting, all parties unanimously endorsed the steps taken by the Union government against Pakistan. The meeting also strongly condemned the heinous and inhumane attack in Pehelgam that targeted innocent civilians. Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and King of Jordan Abdullah II today reached out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the Pehelgam terror attack. In a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Modi, Mr. Netanyahu expressed solidarity with the people of India and the families of the victims. The Japanese Prime Minister expressed his condolences at the loss of lives in the terror attack. He said that terrorism cannot be justified. In view of the terrorist attack on innocent tourists in Kashmir's Pehelgam, a decision has been taken to scale down the ceremonial display during the retreat ceremony at Atari in Amritsar, Husainiwala in Firozpur and Sadhi in Fazilka in Punjab. Quoting senior BSF sources, our Jalandhar correspondent reports that no gate opening will be conducted even during the retreat ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that the spirit of the nation will never be broken by terrorism. He vowed that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their supporters, declaring that the country will pursue them to the ends of the earth. Speaking at a public gathering in Madhumani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister emphasized that terrorism will not go unpunished. In some other news, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India's steel industry is brimming with renewed confidence about its future. Speaking virtually at the inauguration of the India Steel 6th International Exhibition and Conference being held in Mumbai, Mr. Modi highlighted the ambitious goals set under the National Steel Policy. And in IPL T20 cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 206 runs against Rajasthan Royals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.